My mum always said hard work never hurt anybody. Good advice as usual. So we worked very hard to make Geico.com very easy. Say you want to report a claim and follow its progress. You can do it all online at Geico.com. Not to mention perhaps saving a tidy sum of money on your car insurance. All it takes is a few clicks. So visit Geico.com today. Oh, and Mum, if you're listening, yes, I did wash behind my ears this morning.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to your Life Now show. This is Coach Rhea, and as always, I am so delighted and so grateful for being here with you and be speaking live with you on the air. Whether you are listening live, obviously, archived, or you are in a chat room, welcome, everybody, and thank you for being here. Again, just to give you background again on who I am the founder and a CEO of Your Life Now, LLC. It's a professional coaching service. I am certified as a personal business leadership life coach. I work with individuals, I work with businesses, and I help them achieve their goals, and I also help individuals lead them toward a successful and a meaningful life. It's always my intention, and I always like to put it out there in the beginning of the show, is really to inspire you to make positive changes in your life, to broaden your mind to all the available choices out there. It is your right, after all, to make the right choice for you. And all it is just I like to bring it out there, put it out there. I bring guests that will be talking about different topics. Some of the areas that we'll be talking about and some of the areas that I cover with my clients are related to self-esteem, personal, professional relationships, spirituality, money, finances, and much, much more. Last week we had a great show. We had a great guest, and we talked about relationships in our life. And we're going to continue on trying to provide you, and that's, again, my intention is really for you to learn something new that you have not known before, or maybe just to show you some of the new ways that you can do things or approach things, and hopefully you will get some positive outcome from doing so. Today is my guest and my dear friend, Dr. Shamim Sadiq. She was actually my first guest doing Blog Talk Radio show, and I'm so grateful and honored to have her back on my show to talk about life purpose. What is our life purpose? So let me give you a background again on who is Dr. Shamim Sadiq. She is a physician by profession, a seeker of true purpose of life. She was born in the beautiful Valley, Kashmir, India. She's one of five siblings, raised with excellent family values, with her father being a role model in every aspect of her life, from hard work to dedication to learning to detach and let go when things look impossible, and, of course, trusting God no matter what. And she is practicing physician right now in the Chicago area in Illinois. She has been on a search for a soul search, I will say, or traveling her journey. She traveled overseas, and she was always trying to find the purpose of her life. And so I believe she is the best person to have for our today's topic to talk about our life purpose. She continued to work on balance of her life in her life by giving her profession her best, detaching from external world when she is beyond closed doors with her family. Love, compassion, forgiveness is her motto. Her others, in, you know, she has a lot of inspiration quotes. I listen to a lot of the things that she says, and also I read a lot of the things she writes, and she's a truly inspiration to us all. She's also the author of the book, Aim Vertically and Not Horizontally. The book teaches us how to seek what God wants us to do with our life. The book is available at Amazon.com and everywhere books are sold, and I also put the link on the page for you to check out her book. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. Now, I want to give out a number before I bring her on the air. Please call in. We'd like to share. This is a conversation between two friends, heart-to-heart, soul conversation about our life purpose. We're trying to all learn, you know, how do we know what our life purpose is? The number to call in is 626-213-5773. Skype calls are welcome, and, of course, the chat room is open. Please put your comment, your question, or call in. We'd love to hear from you. And now, please help me welcome my dear friend and our guest for the show, Dr. Shamim Sadiq. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Ria. I'm great. Thank you for having me on your show once again. I really
appreciate it. My pleasure. You know, I just wanted to share this. The first time you were on my show, of course, you know, and I know you were my first guest, and I'm really grateful that you came in on my show and gave me a chance in the beginning of my trying out radio, being a host on a radio show. And today, just for FYI, Blog Talk Radio have a new switchboard. So for the first time, I have no choice but to use a new switchboard. So I hope I don't make any mistakes. So let's start the show. Welcome. You know, we kind of briefly talk about, you know, what we think about life purpose. And like I said, this is a really conversation between two friends, and I really appreciate you being here and trying to give your input and what you think. When we think of a life purpose, what do we mean by that? What's your thoughts about that?
All right, Ria, that's a topic of discussion which can go on and on forever.
Well, let's make it within an hour or two frame.
Sure. We'll try to keep it brief and simple as much as possible. I mean, there is no absolute answer for this question, like what is life's purpose? It's a very relative term because each individual has its own definition of life's purpose. What applies for me may not apply for you or others and vice versa. But what matters at the end of the day is whether you are able to clear that skeptical mind of yours, you're able to get rid of that mental clutter which is going round and round and round in your head and not giving you clarity of vision. So if you clear that mental clutter, the purpose of life comes forward. And like I said, every person defines it in his own way. I can only talk about my definition of purpose for life. I personally feel that life is a journey. It's not a destination. Mm-hmm. You evolve with each experience in your life. I call them so-called good or bad experiences. But whatever experiences you go through, take you through the journey, take you through life's purpose. And what I keep telling people and my friends and my people who try to follow my blog is do not try to resist these experiences. Don't try to run away from them. Cherish the good ones that come your way. Accept the so-called bad ones with grace. And when you do these in the journey of life, you will get insight about life. And when you travel in this so-called journey called life, you will encounter lots of good and bad events in your life. And in this process, your perception will get better because you will learn not to react to these so-called circumstances because you tell yourself that the ultimate picture is good. So when you prepare your mind mentally, it becomes your life's purpose. I mean, some people have such clarity of vision that they derive pleasures out of simple things in life, and they call it their purpose of life, whereas there are other people who struggle, who go through hard knocks, or they have so much resistance to offer that their clarity of vision is not that good. It takes them a longer time to get that life's purpose. So it's just a matter of It's just a matter of, giving peace to your inner thoughts, giving clarity to your inner vision, and then automatically whatever your purpose in life is will come in the forefront and
reveal itself, right? Well, the thing is, right. But
that's,
the thing is, you know, I see what you're saying, but I also think, people confuse, you know, when I set a goal, okay, I work with client, I help them set goals, you know, for their future, what they want to see themselves, you know, whether it's businesses, individual. But these are not necessarily your life purpose. You know, setting a goal and say, you know what, I'm going to be a doctor when I get old, you know, when I grow up. This is like, okay, so this is, we're talking, you know, hypothetically speaking. It doesn't mean that's your life purpose. I mean, you are a physician by profession, right? So do you feel you are living your purpose? I mean, is that something that you really can say, I am living my purpose being a physician? Or are you broad in your mind? You're still on a spiritual journey, you're still evolving and trying to really feel your life purpose. Where are you when it comes to that? I mean, how do you know?
Okay, this is how I would explain it. We are brought with external factors and internal factors. The external factors are you are in this physical world, you have certain physical things that you have to take care of, and that's where you set your goals and needs. And a lot of people are able to meet their goals and needs. And when they do that, after some time, they start questioning themselves. Okay, is that what the meaning of life is? That's when they are actually looking beyond what I call as the survival phase. In other words, it's called as the me phase. I call it me phase, where it's like, okay, I want to be rich one day. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. Okay, and then you're there. But unfortunately, some people get so caught up in the survival or the rat race or whatever we want to call it that they are not able to detach themselves from this.
Right.
They get lost in this rat race. But then
right.
there are a lot of people who say, okay, there's more to meaning of life than this physical accomplishment. There's more to life than, you know, and that's the time when people start taking that inner journey or the spiritual journey, when they probe inside themselves and try to find out what the true meaning of life is. And for me, I define it as the process of detachment. Detachment doesn't mean that you have to categorically cut yourself off from the physical world, because the physical world is equally important. It's the process where you learn to separate the physical world from the spiritual world. And that's when you start looking inside, you start probing inside. And when you do that, that's the journey. And trust me, it's a struggle because you're not there yet. You're struggling between the physical world and the spiritual world. You have a tendency of going back and forth because you have to keep pace with the physical world. You can't give it up totally, but at the same time, you're not getting answers in the spiritual journey. But again, if you keep probing inside, if you have that calmness, if you have that serenity, if you go with the flow, you will realize that, you know, pretty soon you will have this door opened up and a ray of light will come pouring in your way, and you will have insight about life, saying that this balance of both physical world and spiritual world is equally important. And that's when you get that insight about life of how to balance both the worlds. You know, you need both these worlds. You need this inner world.
Right, but we don't want to get stuck in either world either. I mean, that's the thing, what is real and what is, you know, I mean, obviously our physical world can also be a lot of perceptions. You know, we can be created a lot of perceptions out there and thinking this is where our life is. And we forgot that these could be just perception, and we really need to look inside, look inward, and trying to find that kind of balance between the two worlds, you know, the spiritual world and the physical world, and see where we are. I mean, what is, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, we're not saying that what is reality? I mean, see, this is what I was thinking. I mean, if you ask me, Rhea, are you living your passion right now? I will tell you, absolutely, I am. I'm living my passion doing what I do, inspiring and helping and motivating people and seeing people doing some positive changes in their life. To me, I feel it's my life purpose. I feel I was here for that purpose, to be that kind of person. And, you know, I mean, you know, I come from a business background. I have a master's degree in marketing. And I chose a different path. you know, I totally chose different paths from what I'm good at doing, and I was really good at what I was doing, you know, but this is my passion. But it doesn't mean that I don't struggle with it. I do still struggle with it. So, I mean, it doesn't mean if we figure out what our life purpose is, you know, life is going to be as sweet as it is. I mean, you know, obviously you still have to try to balance, like we, you said before, the physical world and the spiritual world, and realizing, you know, you found your true purpose. Now, are you creating the life that you want to live, you know, from that life purpose?
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't mean that you get rid of your physical world, because your physical world gave you that reason to probe inside. So, and you can apply it in the physical world once you get that insight. That's what you're doing right now with your passion, with your insight about life, about your spirituality. You have become more creative, and you're giving it out in the world and helping a lot of skeptical people who think like you to get clarity of vision. So that may be your purpose of life, even though you started off as a different profession. So, you know, I mean, we are given a certain journey, a certain path, so there'll always be twists and turns. It's just a matter of accommodating while you go in that journey of life to see where life is going to take you and see what you can, how fruitful it can be, how it can be insightful for you, and at the same time provide help to people around you who need you. And I think that is everybody's life's purpose. So at the end of the day,
to be in service of other, or to be, is that what you're saying? I mean, I need to clear this. What you mean by
okay.
that?
Basically, first is getting an insight and clarity of vision for your own
right.
self. And when you
right.
get that vision for yourself, you get that insight, you eventually get that insight that this is what I'm supposed to do. And you do it with more clarity, you do it with better vision, and you do it wholeheartedly. And when you do it wholeheartedly, it becomes a lot more productive, and that's when you are in a position to throw it out into the world and be of help to other people who think like you. Kind of
right.
share their... You give them that extra nudge to look into
right.
themselves. No, I mean, everybody, unfortunately, is lost in this rat race because
right.
there's so much going on
right.
in this world right,
right.
now.
Right, right, right. And I
want
to, yeah, right.
A lot
right.
of people don't want to do it, but they don't have the time to do it. They're like, oh, I'm too lost.
Right.
I don't have time for this. I want to know the
Or I got to pay the bills,
right
and
now,
I don't have time for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, right
and
now
I
it's not
off,
a good
right.
time. I'll just postpone it for next time. And unfortunately, That's an inner journey. That's an inner struggle. You know, we may help them get that extra nudge, but they have to take that initiative for their own self.
Right.
So,
I mean, for me, I think it's an effortless. When I am living my purpose, that's what I believe. I know that I'm living my purpose because it comes effortlessly. I don't have to put effort into it. When I'm coaching a client, when I'm talking to a client, when I'm trying to help somebody and being a mentor and guided them, you know, in their life journey, to me, it's not scripted. It's natural. It comes natural. Of course, I mean, I use my certification. I use the what I have learned. But it's me who's doing it. You know what I mean? It doesn't take effort. It doesn't take effort.
Exactly.
I think that's what it is. I mean, when we feel that, when we feel, it's like, oh, my God, this is like it's so easy. It's so easy. Doing this show every week, you know that, you know, it takes a preparation. It takes this and that. But when I'm on the show, I forget that I'm on a live show. I really do.
Because you have your clarity of vision. You know exactly what your purpose is. So, you know, it's like just having a conversation for you. That's
yeah.
what it is. When you develop that clarity of vision, the words automatically flow. The insight flows in. It becomes,
right.
you know, it becomes easy.
Right.
You don't have to resist it. You don't have to fight it. You don't have
to... You said it. Resistant. That's what it is. It's like when we stop, you know, when we do things without any, you know, we just let it flow. It happens. You just let it happen. Let it happen and see what, you know, kind of like witness it. I think that's what it is. It's like witnessing what is going on. I you know, I always talk about this, and I didn't mention it to this week for whatever reason. But the fact that I always bring it up, I said my intention is to bring you back to that present moment, to make you witness what is going on in front of you right now. I want, you know, everybody to be consciously present in their life, because the more we present in our life, the more we witness things and the more we get clarity about what direction we need to take. I shared an experience with you. I don't need to say it over the air, but it was like if I wasn't witnessing what's going on, it would just goes right over my head and I would never have noticed it, you know. And these things, you know, it's really important. I mean, I know it is really, really difficult out there. And I mean, after all, the reason I'm doing this show to really inspire people, to try to teach them something new. So we don't want to put it out there like, oh, my God, it's so easy. It's not easy for everybody to be doing, you know, to be living their life purpose or you know. But we just need to see if we can get some clarity and start setting that as our main goal and see what direction we can go that would help us achieve that, you know, that life purpose or living that life purpose that we wanted to live. You know, I mean, you write, you inspire me in your writing. I do my own fair share of writing, but every time, like, you know, I think we just need to, like, really kind of get in sync of who we are and what are we here to do. Ask those questions. What am I here to do? Ask for guidance. I don't know. I mean, I think this is, it's always been my motto, you know, like, it's okay to ask for guidance and see what, you know, what comes up and be present. But let me ask you this. Yeah, sure. I mean, but see, this is the thing that I think most people struggle with, right? So you think you're on the right path, and then life takes you in a different direction, away from your life purpose, because it's almost like you were forced into it. How do we get back on track? Because, I mean, some people fall in the crack, and they can't seem their way out of there.
Well, you know what? That's called life. There'll be twists and turns in your life till the day you die. So the sooner you realize it, better it is for your perspective about life. Because when you develop that attitude that my life is not going to be like hunky-dory tomorrow or good tomorrow or bad tomorrow, there may be unexpected twists and turns which are not in my control. At that time, I may feel overwhelmed, but when I look back in retrospect, that might have been the best thing happened to me. So when you develop this attitude that life is a journey, there will be unexpected twists and turns in your life till the day you die. So the sooner you realize it, better your life will become, because you will learn to handle life one day at a time. What happens in these experiences, you learn from your past, you hope for a good future, or what you do in this experience of life is you give your present the best. Because what is totally in your control is your present. Everything else
Absolutely.
Is unpredictable. Past
Everything
gone.
Happens now,
and,
right.
Yes,
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Future is totally unpredictable. I personally have learned through my experiences that what may have seemed as setbacks or disappointments in my life in the past actually turned out to be stepping stones in my life. Because I hung on to my optimism, I hung on to my faith, I did not.
But how did you do that?
Yes.
Share these things with our listeners. How did you
do
that? How did you hang on and knowing that there is a way? I mean, you have the will, so you found a way.
You know,
so.
I call myself an experimental guinea pig. I learned some things the hard way and some the easy way. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from what, you know, things that have gone wrong and what perspective you've gotten from them. So it's like, you know, I mean, you don't have to be hard on yourself and say that, no, things are not working this way. I might be doing something wrong, or things are not doing are right. This is not how it's meant to be. Sometimes circumstances come in your situation in such a way that you don't have control over the ultimate picture. But in those situations, that's when you give faith your best shot. Of course, one step at a time. And I'm not saying, you know, expect miraculous events overnight. Perseverance goes a long way. Keeping that optimism and positive attitude really helps. And try to go with the flow. I mean, don't resist stuff. The ultimate picture, this is how I look at it. The ultimate picture of yours is already destined for you. And God watches over everyone. But at the same time, He has given us free will. And when we use our free will in a more productive way, optimistic
mm-hmm.
way, things will fall in place. Of course, there are times we get overwhelmed to the point that we may end up making quick, irrational decisions And that's unfortunately detours our journey, which makes it longer than usual. But it's okay. I mean, we make mistakes. Don't be hard on yourself. Come back on track and keep that optimism alive. Keep that faith alive. Keep that going with the flow alive. Do not give up. And be in that awareness present mode. When you keep these attitudes, trust me, doors start opening up in all directions. And you see light at the end of the tunnel. Those are my personal experiences. I can only share my personal experiences.
Yeah,
and
no, and I appreciate that. I mean, you know, obviously, right. Now, you know, obviously we all make choices in our life. Well, I hope we do. You know, we be part of the choices that we make in our life. Choices, you know, present themselves to us all the time. Now, what choices we make in our life is really up to us. You know, and I think, you know, some of us, you know, use some excuses, external excuses, why we don't, you know, make so-called right choice for us. And you know, obviously to define a right choice is based on each individual. So what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another person. But what if we start making the choices that we made, you know, it's so far out that we say, you know what, there is no way out for me anymore. This is, you know, I mean, or we might say it's like, oh, well, it's too late for me. I'm already married. I have kids. I can move on. You know, I can't do anything different. This is my destiny. This is what I'm meant to be here. How many times do you hear people saying, well, you know what? I'm content where I am. And truly deep inside, huh? They're not. So why do we lie to ourselves? I mean, obviously, I wish Dr. Jacobs would join us for that conversation. He'll be a good commentator on that. Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we try to convince ourselves of something that it doesn't even, you know, we pretend that we are happy or we think we aren't happy. What we have, obviously, you know, we got to be happy what we have. But I'm just saying, like, you know, saying this is it. This is it for me and there is no much more.
I think the bottom line is most of the people love staying in their comfort zone. The fear of unknown scares them even more. So they'd rather be in pain or misery, which is known, than go out into the world where there is joy waiting for them, because they have to tread into a zone which is unknown. That kind of brings insecurity, fear in their life. But at the same time, what has been going on, that they've noticed that there's a pattern that's been going on which has even scared them more. Let's say they've had repeated downfalls in their life, or they've made some intentional or unintentional mistakes in their life. So instead of going forward, they live in the past. They judge themselves based on the mistakes or whatever disasters happen in their life, to the point that they get stuck in that shell and don't want to come out of it. We all make mistakes.
Oh, absolutely.
I tell those
and
people,
life does happen. Yeah.
Yes. As long as you're living in this life, you will not be 100% perfect. That's how you learn. You learn from your mistakes. But the best attitude is not to live in the past. We should learn from those mistakes and learn to move on. Like I said, we'll keep continuing to make mistakes. But don't be hard on yourself.
But we also have to accept changes in our life. I think that's what the reason most of us kind of resist, because we afraid to make some changes, or we're not disciplined enough to make those changes in our life because we feel it's more comfortable here. I think we get so comfortable in our own skin and the place that we are, we almost feel this is okay. I don't know what's going to be, you know, there if I move from here to there.
Because this is predictable. This is in my control. Something out there is not in my control, and that's what keeps us from going there. And again, I don't blame, you know, myself or people saying that it's only your mistake. Sometimes there are unfortunate circumstances that are thrown your way, or we may end up making irrational decisions, or we end up doing something which doesn't, expecting different results, and then the results don't turn out the way we want them. I would say under those circumstances, learn to, again, let go, learn to move on, and, you know, life sometimes throws you lemons and you don't have the appropriate machine to make lemonade out of that. What do you do in these situations? I think
you made
the
margarita.
Yes, you make margarita and you hang on to faith and you start fresh.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Try to lift that mountain of yours one stone at a time. And get all those ingredients of positive attitude, perseverance, optimism, faith, hanging in there. Just stir them in that machine. You'll not only get a good margarita, you'll get a new concoction which tastes so good, it's very rewarding, and it'll speed up your healing process.
That's true. And the most important things we've talked about that, I talked about that in many of my previous show, is to really look to your environment. Look at your surroundings. See who you are associating yourself with. See that the people that you hang out. Are these people putting you down? Are those people encouraging you? Are those people, are you in a toxic, you know, back to toxic relationships? You know, what kind of people do you hang out with? Do you look up to somebody who's truly living their purpose and trying to see how they did it and learn something, maybe something new? I mean, these are things. I'm going to go on a short break, and I'm going to check in the chat room and see what's going on. And I think we have one caller. See if they just calling in or they have a question or they want to give us a comment. But stay tuned. Look at this. It's already half an hour went.
Shamim,
and there's so much to talk about. So give me a minute here. We'll be right back.
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
All right. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. This is Coach Rhea. I am so grateful you are listening to Your Life Now show, My Life, Your Life. And with me today on the air, Dr. Shamim Sadiq, we're talking about our life purpose. And there's a lot of comments. I don't know if you all logged in on the chat room, Shamim, but people are talking about, you know, life is a journey, an experience, very right. They're also saying how we react to events is what determines the course of our life. So, of course, you know, all these things are really important to recognize, you know, what is it that we're doing, what kind of actions, what kind of things we are doing in our life that bring in the event and the circumstances in our life. Because after all, I really truly believe we are 100% responsible for everything that shows up in our life. I don't know if you agree to that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's all a matter of perception. It's all a matter of reaction. It's all a matter of taking in what is important and letting go of what is not. And, you know, there are times when things will not happen our way. You know, we want things to be in certain direction, and sometimes in a bigger picture they don't happen that way, and then you end up getting disappointed. I think in those situations, best is to realize that overwhelming mental clutter is not helping you. It's making your situation worse. So you need to learn or program your mind. You need to declutter that thought process. You need to work on calming your mind, your soul, so that one day the sudden insight comes in your life and you see a clearer picture, and then things don't look that bad because you've learned to adapt, you've learned to accept things, and you've learned to change your perceptions. And
clean the window. That's what I say.
Clean
the window.
The window. Yes. Use that Windex every now and then. You'll realize that what you had perceived as wrong turned out right, because that's what was meant. That's how it was meant to be in the bigger picture. So So it's like I say, my favorite word is try not to resist. Try to go with the flow. Of course, unless there's a life or death situation and your only option is to fight it.
Right.
But most of the times, it's like, you know, the waves of life. You will have to go with the flow to see what life has in store for you. When it's at the peak, you may not see it. But when you go down from that wave, you see there's a whole ocean waiting for you, which is beautiful. And, of course, you keep going up and down, up and down. Some people call it roller coaster ride. I call it waves of life. I call it journey of life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, but the thing, like, you know, comes to my mind, like, and I think probably some people, can we really anticipate the outcome that is intended or that guides our planned action?
Okay, well, I personally think there's no end or beginning. Like I said, life is a journey. If we keep an end in mind, we are set up for disappointment because we have this hope that, okay, if I do this thing, I'm going to have something good and rewarding tomorrow. So tomorrow when I'm there, my hopes build higher and I have more to look forward to. And in this journey, it just brings more and more disappointments because you keep asking for more. You keep looking for that end, which is not there. But if you go along the journey, if you live in the now and say, okay, I'm going to explore my journey, there are going to be times which will be beautiful and I'll cherish them. But then there'll be times when there'll be dips. Why they'll be happening in my life, only somebody up there knows. So those are the times I need to deal with them as they come. I mean, like I said, these twists and turns, what it actually does is it creates your perspective about life. And if you really have a disaster or something very bad happening in your life or so-called bad, you will handle it much more calmly. And when you handle it much more calmly, you're not reacting. And when you're not reacting, you'll find a quicker solution to it. But if you resist it, you're actually fighting it. And in that fight, it becomes an emotional juggle. You may not have clarity of vision. And when you don't have clarity of vision, you end up making bad decisions. And when you make bad decisions, it kind of goes into that ripple effect, which creates a whirlpool and drives you round and round and round. And some people are strong enough to come out of that ripple or whirlpool because they realize that I'm getting sucked into it. While unfortunately, some people get sucked into it and see that as their end and create that end for themselves, which is unfortunate.
Well, but the thing is, like, we have to go with the flow. We have to, you know, stop resisting, you know, whatever experience that we're gonna go through in life, which we're all going to be going through certain things, certain changes. These are changes because life is changing, and that's the thing that I keep telling my clients, my friends, everybody that I talk to. I said, if life keep moving forward, why are we stuck in the same place? But in the same time, if you really kind of think about it, you would not go jump in the ocean if you don't know how to swim, right? So you prepare yourself. When you take that journey in life, it is necessary. It's not we saying sit back and do nothing and just, you know, enjoy the ride. Yeah, you enjoy the ride, but you know where you're going. You know, you say, you know what, I'm going to take a train ride to Chicago, you know. So when I get there, it's going to be cold. So I should probably make sure that I pack some sweater and jackets and stuff like that. That's a preparation in our life journey. There's things that we need to do right now. Right now, though, that's what the key is. Right now, you're doing all these things right now for whatever it is that's going to be happening in the future. And then you go with the flow and just see, because you know you prepared, you know you have the skills, you know you have whatever it takes, and whatever life takes you then, you're ready.
That's right. It's all about staying in the now and dealing with the now and not be lost in the past or the future, which are not in your control anymore. And again, when you swim, you don't look back and swim. You look forward.
No. Oh, my God. You never turn your back on it. Would that tell you? Yes, absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
You don't. And you don't live your life backwards either. You can carry that as a baggage, but do you go backwards? No. God has programmed your life in such a way that you'll keep moving forward. You'll keep getting older, wiser, you know, whatever your life journey is going to take you to. It's not going to take you backward. The only thing that takes you backward is the baggage that you carry with yourself. So the sooner you realize it's better for you to dump that, shed that, the lighter you will be to move forward, and the healing process will be faster.
And travel light.
Travel light.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, the more package you have, the harder it is going to get to that destination,
you know,
that you want to get.
I tried to make it very simple in one of the chapters. So my book, I called
that
chapter.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk about that. Mm-hmm.
Cut, and action. What I basically told them was trying to explain in simple layman's terminology is that, you know, you've seen these directors when they shoot the movie, how they go through the process of that scene at least 10 to 20 times. And every time they're not ready, they'll say cut, and the scenario stops right there. And then they kind of reprogram the whole, you know, event. They talk to the actors, and then they'll say action. So if we apply this in a bigger picture, every time there's a negative thought, every time there's a clutter going on
mm-hmm.
in your mind, just tell your mind, cut.
Cancel, reprogram your mind, and then
say action. And if you do it enough times, your mind will get conditioned. It's just a simple terminology I apply in my life, you know, off and on.
Well, you know, since you started talking about your book, which I was gonna touch on that, but let me just give the number again. I really like to hear from you. I know I have a caller, but I think they are in a listen mode because I couldn't get them in the screen room. So, but anyway, the number to call in, if you like to give us your opinion, your point of view, do you have a question for my guest or myself, is 626-213-5773. You can also use Skype to call in. It's a Skype-to-Skype free call, and also the chat room is open. Now, aim vertically, not horizontally. Of course, we know what that means if we really kind of break it down to the definition. But what inspired you to write that book? Let's start with that.
Okay. Well, you already mentioned it in the introduction,
mm-hmm.
understanding the journey of life. And in this process, trying to find meaning of life. Of course, I went through my phases, you know, as a young kid, then as the teenager tantrum, trying to find out, you know, I want to explore more. I want to explore the world. And just when I finished my medical school, I was like, I want to go for higher education. I want to know more about life. I think my life is limited here. I don't have those options. So just this journey of trying to explore more and more and more, my parents were very supportive enough. You know, in our culture, a single girl is not allowed to go overseas or any other place because their fear is like, oh, would she be able to take care of herself? You know, she needs a protective husband around herself. But my parents were very supportive that they let me go, which was great. So, of course, when I came to USA, I had my own set of struggles of starting from survival to, you know, finding jobs and trying to get into the system. And in this process, I learned that, you know, finally when I accomplished most of my things, I realized that it wasn't the journey that I had to travel to America to understand what life is. I had to go through these experiences which took me inwards, which made me appreciate life more, which made open that channel of spirituality and give me insight about life, that you don't have to travel overseas to get to understand the meaning of life. You just have to go inwards. But maybe, you know, in my journey, it was meant to happen because back home I was pampered, taken care of. Like you said,
right.
I was in my comfort
right.
zone. I wasn't exploring. But because I chose to go into that deep territory and explore, there was something much better in store for me. And you know, I look back at all my experiences, some my personal experiences, some people who had shared with me. I said, why don't I compile all this? And before I knew, I had all these notes together. I asked my mom to send over some of the stuff that I had written when I was a kid. They were locked somewhere in my closet there, so she had to send stuff. It wasn't even organized. You know, it was just thoughts that I wrote down and in bits and pieces of paper. And, you know, I mean, she sent them over, I compiled them, and I didn't know I would get published, but, you know, it was meant to happen, and here I am.
Absolutely,
and,
absolutely.
People say I'm an author. Well, that's an accomplishment.
You are
that's
you are an
wonderful.
Author. Absolutely, absolutely. And I am too, and I will be, hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have my self-discovery book. And
great,
it also talks
great.
About my journey through, you know, I mean, obviously we have a similar background where we came. I don't know how old are you, but you went to obviously medical school in Kashmir, India. So for me, I came in right out of high school. So I actually, to explore, you know, I was in my teens, you know, still 17. And, you know, so it was definitely a different journey. And it was something that, you know, like, you know, I never even thought I will be here. I never thought that would be a place that I would want to, you know, I mean, I love, obviously, I'm grateful to be here and to be an American citizen. But I'm just saying, you know, growing up, it was not like, oh, I got to move to the U.S. and go to school there and find my life there. It was just like journey took me here. So it would be interesting stuff, you know. But I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, to share my myself discovery and my self journey as well, you know. But all right, well, obviously, you know, if you can give us something from your book that you think our listener can really kind of take away from, that will be a really kind of wow, you know, I didn't even think about it that way. What would you give us? I mean, I know a few things that I've read.
Okay, I think my biggest, what I call my popular chapter in the book is how to achieve enlightenment. Mind you, I'm not there yet. I'm working on it. I'm working on getting insight about life. I basically describe life in three phases. The first phase I call the survival or the meaning phase. The second phase, I'll try to keep it brief because I know we don't have that much time. Second phase is the phase of detachment. And the third phase is the phase of insight or enlightenment. The first phase or the survival phase in layman's terminology is the rat race, where you're like in the physical world, you have to take care of these needs. You have to, you know, fulfill certain obligations. You're lost in this world where you have to do certain things. And I think a lot of people are unfortunately lost in this rat race because they have needs to meet. They have, you know, family to take care of. They have other stuff to take care of. Unfortunately, they don't have the, I wouldn't say desire, they don't have the guts to get out of the survival phase to understand life in a bigger picture. And no offense. It's just like they are caught in that whirlpool that they don't know how to get out of it. Some people are stronger enough to understand that, yes, survival is important for me, but there is more meaning to life than survival. And that's when people start that detachment process. Detachment process is they separate the survival phase from the enlightenment phase. They do not mix the physical world with the spiritual world. They try to understand both worlds and try to incorporate them together.
Find harmony
but of
between
course,
them.
Yes, balance of life. And again, it's a struggle because when they start this process, they're closer to the survival phase than to the phase of enlightenment. You don't get answers right away. They have to juggle back and forth. But if they are perseverant, they are strong enough, they are committed, they'll keep moving one step forward. And that's why the reason I chose this title, Aim Vertically, Not Horizontally, is because when you go towards the later part of the detachment, what you're actually doing is you're getting closer to the bigger picture. You are, I kind of made it dramatic at the same time so that people understand it in simple language. When I say aim vertically, I say keep throwing arrows up there. When you throw arrows up in the air, you're going to create pokes and holes up in the air. And before you know, rays of light will be coming down. In simple terminology, what I'm trying to tell them is that when you are stuck in that detachment phase, keep moving forward. Keep moving forward till you push that wall or the resistance that is preventing you from going into the phase of insight. And if you poke enough holes in it, or if you keep throwing arrows up vertically, instead of getting lost in the horizontal clutter, you'll see flashes of light pouring your way and the picture becomes very clear. And that's what happens then. When you poke that wall, which is stuck between the detachment and the enlightenment phase, suddenly one day, boom, it opens and gush of light comes pouring your way, and you get that insight about life, which goes all the way back to the survival phase. So even if you swing back and forth between the physical and the spiritual world, you learn to handle life in a totally different perspective. And that's
very well said.
All I have to say.
Oh, that's very well said.
You don't feel you don't feel stuck in any particular phase.
Right.
You handle life as it comes.
Well, it's not a flat liner either, right? Because when you horizontal, that's it. There is no life.
Right.
Nothing's going on. It's flat, right? So you need to keep moving. You need to keep it moving up. And I really do believe that. And I think that's the thing. And also, we need to get out of being the victim. I think we need to get out of the role of the victim, being a victim or feeling being victimized. You know, it's all, look what happened to me, and there's nothing I can do, and that's it. You know, look what they've done to me, or look what I, you know. And we need to step up. We need to step up, and we need to see what else is out there that will be available for us to change the circumstances. But, I mean, living our life purpose, it's really a lot deeper than, you know, saying a few words, you know, and try to tell you. I think the best thing that I would personally, you know, think it would be the best for all of us to do is to keep tuning in. Keep tuning in. I know, like, when I posted the link on your page on Facebook, and I remember, like, a few people commented on the link, and they, you know, somebody said, "Oh, I'm not sure what is my life purpose." One lady, she said, "I believe it's writing." And my thing was, like, when she said that, what I was thinking is, like, are you writing? Because, I mean, if you think your life purpose is writing, are you really actually doing it, or you just think it is? What is it that we're doing about what we think is our life purpose? Are we taking whatever we think is our life purpose and doing something with it, or are we just leaving it flatline? You know, are we just leaving it sitting still and not, you know, it doesn't have any life? We gotta bring it up. We gotta find a way to give her some oxygen and let it, you know, let it live and flourish and survive. You know, I mean, the other day, my goodness, I was I do like a lot of organic little herbs and some vegetables and stuff like that in my backyard, and I found a cannibal. Is that how you say it? The worm before it turns into a butterfly. It was literally the size of my yes, thank you. It was about the size of my finger, you know, like one of my you know. So it's a big size. And it's the same color as the parsley. And I'm like, you know, I'm watering the parsley. I'm like, what is this? And I personally never seen one. I mean, of course, you know, I live in a suburb, but it's still, I mean, these things are like, you know, I don't live in a country or anything like that. But I've never seen one. And I mean, to just witness this thing, I picked it up and I put it in a dish. Actually, I took a picture and I posted it on Facebook. And I said, you know what? I would love to witness the transformation. You know, I would love to be able to witness this. Yes, to just see, you know, I mean, this thing had its purpose. It was one thing, it was one form, and it was going to transform it to this beautiful butterfly. Obviously, I didn't see it, you know, get transformed, but I think it brought up like a aha moment for me. I was like, you know, why don't do that? I mean, you know, because things might appear in one thing for us, but they really are not what they appear, and we need to look a lot deeper than what we really see in front of us.
Right.
You know, and that's...
Unfortunately... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, that's, to me, it was just like, you know, it was like, wow, you know,
right.
I mean, that's a true transformation, you know. Go ahead. So what do you
I mean,
you
nature
know?
Nature provides us so many miracles that are right there in front of us, but because we are lost in our own world, which is overwhelming us to such a point that we ignore these miracles, we ignore these answers that are right in front of us from, you know, the flowers around us. Look at them, their transformation, their delicacy, their blooming, you know, going through the whole process and then withering away. And then the process starts again. I mean, the journey of life. It's like they are there to provide beauty to us. They are there to provide pleasure to our eyes, you know. Same with the trees, the change of the color of the trees. Same with the nature, you know. You see the wilderness that has its own charm, that has its own beauty. The ocean, the waves going up and down. There's a reason for it. So, again, like you said, but unfortunately, I think what the biggest concern people have is the fear of unknown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That prevents
right.
them from going
right.
out there or
right.
sitting still
Absolutely.
To see what is coming your way. It's, you know, unfortunately, our comfort zone gets so comfortable that we hate to get out of it.
But you see, that's the thing. Like what I was talking about, you know, the transformation to a butterfly. Do you think that little worm was concerned about the transformation to this beautiful butterfly that's going to go on doing something else besides being
uh-huh.
a worm eating on some fruit or vegetables or whatever it is? You know, I watch my dog. I mean, you want to learn something, look at the things like, you know, that are like animals. Animal tells you a lot of things. I watch like how
uh-huh.
my dog like behave when a certain things, you know, like, what's the big deal? Like, I feel like almost like, you know, if she can speak, she will look at me. She's like, I don't see what's the problem, you know? Why can't we just, like, just go with the flow with this or whatever, you know? And it's just like they just don't, it's hard to explain these things, but I think we can learn a lot of things from just our surrounding, from nature. And obviously, the more we connected with nature, and the more we spend time with nature, and that's one of the things that I on my journey in my life, as far, you know, I always try to be more and more connected with nature, and I find a lot of answers in nature that it like, you know, I mean some of the stuff we can't understand it, but if we go out there and just, you know, just witness some of the things that happen. The grass grows effortlessly. The changing of the season. All these things that happen, you know, and, you know, like you look at a tree, it's completely dead in the winter, right? And then all of a sudden,
uh-huh.
you know, it's summer, springtime, and you have life, and it looks so beautiful, and it comes back to life, you know? And it just, we really need to let go of the fear, let go and detach of what if, you know, I mean, I think we all, like most of us, are scared of what if I took that step and then something really, you know, unpleasant happened, what would I do?
Huh?
You know, I think it just, we, you know, obviously we're not saying go jump out of a, you know, Empire State Building, but we just need, you know, it's okay to take small risk. It's okay
yeah.
to try things out and see where is that going to lead you. Oh my God, I can't believe the time is flying like crazy. I mean, it's just, we only have about 3 minutes. I do have a caller. I'm going to see if he or she would like to say something. So give me, we have a few callers
sure.
actually. But,
oh, wow.
Hi, you are on the air. This is Coach Rhea. You want to state your name?
Hi, this is Nadia Sahari.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good,
hi.
Good. Thank you.
What's on your mind? We got a few minutes here.
I was listening, and boy, you guys are talking about me.
Oh, really? I think we talk about
yes.
all of us.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel, you know, I'm doing all these things that you just mentioned, and I transformed myself, and as you know, I have my book, Breakaway, and it's about all the abuses and everything, and my life has been transformed in many, many different ways, and I took the leap, you know, to make the transformation without any fear, because I needed to do it for my happiness, and I just wanted to reaffirm everything that you're saying for your listeners that, you know, everything you say is right on. It's perfect.
Wow.
It's necessary. We really, more women need to do that. More men need to do it. Really, that's the only way to find happiness. And I agree with nature. I agree with what you said, Rhea, about nature, animals. You know, I don't know what I would do without that. That has
mm-hmm.
changed my life.
Oh, I know, and that's exactly. I said the more time I start spending outdoor and walking in the park and just feeling. I mean, I, you know, they always tell you go hug a tree, and I always wanted to do that because I don't want people to think I'm crazy. I'm like, oh, is she nuts? But I always, like, you know, I go to my backyard, and of course, you know, my neighbor can see me. But anyway, so I can just, like, I just touch the tree, and I want, like, almost want to hug it.
But it's the feeling, grounding ourselves and just feeling that energy, you know, that it's within us. I mean, it's let it flow, because obviously if energy is not flowing correctly, you know, we do have problem. I mean, that's what they talk about, the seven chakras in our body. You know, I mean, that's where the energy flows in our body. And if we are not living our optimal life and we're not flowing, that energy is not flowing and life is not flowing through us. And I think that's the give me a few words of couple wisdom, Shamim, before we go off the air. What do you want to send us off with?
Well, you'll be given two choices. You either worry about the problem or you think about it. Worry will be very toxic, but if you let go of the worry and instead think about the problem, you will make progress. You'll move from one step to another step. Worry will only keep it static and keep you stuck in the whirlpool. The main problem of life should be to change the worry into thinking process and put that anxiety into rest and live a peaceful life.
That's thank you. Thank you so much. And I do want to thank you so much for coming on my show again. It's always a pleasure talking with you, and it's always a pleasure being in your presence, in person or life. Obviously, it's the same. It's I can feel your energy, and I can feel your positive energy, and I really appreciate everything you said. And, of course, I want to thank everybody in the chat room and everybody who's listening out there live, archived. Later on iTunes, it's available for downloads. Thank you, Nadia, for calling in. Thank you, everybody who tried to call in and listen. And, you know, if you ever want any help or anything like that, I'm always free to give a free consultation. Just visit my website at www.coachingbyria.com and check out Dr. Shamim's book, Aim Vertically, Not Horizontally. It's on Amazon.com. Great book. And everybody, be amazing. God bless you all. Namaste.
Thank you.